And happy, magical, mystical Monday to all who celebrated Hank fans and family.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
23rd day of the 6th month of 2025. 174 and 191 left to go. We have 11 days until Independence Day.
Yes.
On a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told this year.
It's going to be exciting.
It is otherwise known today as National Pecan Sandies Day. That's a good.
I like that. The cookie?
The cookie,
okay,
I do
gotcha.
Believe.
All right.
Yeah. Unheralded. So we herald it now.
Does Harold like him too?
It's not overwhelming. It's just kind of whelming.
Yeah.
But you get them, Pecan Sandies.
They have their place.
Or Pecan Sandies if you're listening abroad. National Detroit Style Pizza Day. We have so many different styles now.
I don't even know what that means.
It's different with the crust, and it's more of a baking type action. It reminds me of a pan pizza, but I don't want to.
Okay.
I only get the frozen variety, so I don't know if I'm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the best barometer of styles of pizzas.
I don't know that I want anything out of Detroit unless it's like a really good muscle car.
Ba with the ba.
Mm-hmm. Dig it, dig it.
Public Service Day. And to all those that do just that, salute to you.
Is this a public service?
Yes, it's part of our, public service announcements. In fact, right now, I think by saying that, we can put that in the public file.
Oh, that's good.
There it is.
Someone's getting an email.
So whelming.
Ding, ding.
And it is National Belly Button Day. And Typewriter Day.
I do love it. I miss the typewriter. I kind of look at them, you know, on Marketplace and stuff when people sell them. Like, ooh, yeah. I'd love that. Like, to put it in my office. And then I just would never use it or look at it or even dust it. So, no.
Good thing it's not heavy or anything.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Doesn't take up a lot of space. It was invented on this date in 1868. Why not? Civil War?
Yeah.
Typewriter was invented.
Did you learn to type on a typewriter?
I did, actually. Yeah. Yeah. And it did not ever go well. I never got it right.
S.
And then it tried, you know, later on to have, like, the whiteout thing, the ribbon.
Oh, yeah, the correction tape.
And that didn't work. You try to use an eraser and put a hole through the paper.
I know. My sister had this old, I think it was a Smith Corona. Was that the brand? You'd stick it. You have to take a disc out. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is, kids, this is your show today for you. Yeah. On this date in 1868.
Back in my day.
That's how we used to do the news.
Do you know how to write good curves, little lady?
Let's talk about ticker tape. On this date in 1926, the first, speaking of the kids, SAT exam was administered.
Oh, 99 years old.
On this, you got the math portion right.
Heatherly.
On this date in 1953, Frank J. Zamboni was issued a patent for his ice resurfacer, later to be known as the Zamboni.
Kids love it when the Zamboni comes out. It's so silly.
Adults love it. When the Zamboni comes
out.
You're going to say Zamboni.
I still have never been on one or driven one, and I don't know how. On this date, I do remember this vividly. Summer of 1989, one of the best movie summers of all time, is opening both on this date. Batman, Michael Keaton's Batman, and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, both on the same date.
Was that the one with Nicholson?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
No, the Batman.
I had these kids and they're gone. They're tiny.
Where'd the kids go?
You wouldn't hate a guy with glasses, would you?
No.
Yeah, that was the Nicholson Batman and the Joker. 1991, also a big date. Sonic the Hedgehog debuted in a video game form, and I loved it. John Gotti was sentenced to life in prison on this date in 1992. Lorena Bobbitt did the thing
In
1993. You can Google that, but
we were doing so well.
I would look it up on your typewriter. Also, a fun thing, those that remember, 2003 is when Howard Dean announced his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination.
Oh, I remember that.
Every DJ had that drop, except, you know, until like 5 years ago.
Yeah!
There it is. Nick Walenda became the first man to successfully cross the Grand Canyon on a tightrope on this date in 2013.
Dear.
Thankfully. because otherwise we would probably not be mentioning it. It is the birth date of the great June Carter Cash. Elsewhere, country music singer, Katie Arminger is 34 today. Former Frog great, salute, LaDainian Tomlinson, 46 today. NFL and Collegiate Hall of Famer. Jason Mraz is 48.
He's very sensitive.
KT Tunstall is 50. Selma Blair is 53. Chico DeBarge is 59. I want to say they were either in town this past weekend or somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it the rhythm of the night?
Always. Frances McDormand, 68 today. Randy Jackson, American Idol.
Dog.
69, judge, former judge, and current judge. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, 77 today. There you go. I know we have birthdays out there. If you have one, let us know. We will let everybody else know.
Start your day by saying, hey.